My dear friends, as I've said in pretty much every other episode, today is one that's really important to me. So, as a devoted spiritual seeker, and when I say spiritual seeker, I just mean that, like, my mind, my body, my soul, my heart is always journeying back home. And I feel like that journeying, that longing, that kind of natural magnetism back home to myself is just inherent in the human condition and is lovely and sweet and tender and also challenging and responsible for so much chaos and conflict, inner conflict. And it's like a real kind of portal. It's a portal through which you can learn so much about yourself, who you are and who you are not. So, how has energy alchemy directly impacted my understanding of myself? Well, for the last 10 years or so, probably much like many of us, I have really thirstily gravitated towards systems that purport to tell me about myself. So I'm talking about astrology, enneagrams, human design, the gene keys, etc., etc., etc. Now, please, little disclaimer here, I am in no way pouring scorn on these systems. Absolutely not. I love, have loved, and will always love a lot of these systems because at the heart of them is our beautiful, profound, spiritual, universal truths. And just to read the words of the gene keys, for example, is an enormous pleasure. Like, it's, I read it now as poetry and a delicious kind of take on the mystery of life. But I want to be really specific about how in the past, in an effort and in a bid to always understand, and you know, I've used this word a lot in the last few episodes, how so much of the understanding I had of myself until I began working with energy and kind of working with my soul on an energetic level in present time, so much of my understanding of the world was just that. It was like a kind of trying to understand myself from the outside in. And so I really, like, when I like a system, I quickly become an expert. Like, I will literally immerse myself into it, learn absolutely everything there is to know. And that's what I did with astrology. That's what I did with the Enneagram. That's what I did with human design. That's what I did with the gene keys. And there's no doubt that when you really get to know these systems, you start to see, like, phenomenal kind of how do I describe it? You start to see phenomenal crossings over between different spiritual systems and texts, and like the Kabbalah and sacred geometry and constellations in the sky. And it's really cool to like see those patterns. And it's very tempting to try and understand life and why you're here and the reason for your existence and who you are through the lenses of these systems. And that can show up in so many different ways. It can show up by saying, "Ugh, well, I'm a manifesting generator in human design. So like, I find it hard to stick to things." You kind of start to form like constructed understandings of yourself through pre-established boxes, let's just say, or constructs or lenses that other people have constructed, albeit, you know, divinely inspired, but nevertheless, constructed by others. And then you try and understand yourself through those frameworks. Where that became a problem for me is that ultimately, when you try and understand yourself from the outside in through established frameworks, you know, even archetypes, like I used to dig archetypes so much. And although I felt like there was a lot of kind of, there was a vastness within those frameworks, nevertheless, they are frameworks. So where it became a problem for me was that although I thought I was developing a much more nuanced understanding of who I was through like expanding my knowledge around these frameworks, all I was doing was like literally with a hammer and nails, like fixing myself into very rigid constructs. And I've already explained in a previous episode how when I would feel sensations in the body, like that unexplained panic when I see like tins on the kitchen counter and crumbs, even when like they're literally being cleaned up in front of my face, I'm still like, oh my God, like what is that surge? And then I'll immediately like a Rolodex, sift through those frameworks perfectly indexed in my mind and be like, ah, that's because I have like this thing activated in that way. And it's like the moon is exactly there. So no wonder that panic is coming up. Which has its place. And again, please know, like I'm definitely not pouring scorn on the beauty and sacredness of these, you know, carefully put together systems. But when you are ultimately trying to understand yourself through them from the outside in, through established frameworks written by other people, then what you're not doing is you're not connecting to your living essence. You're not connecting to your core living essence, because if you go from the inside out, and just this practice, oh my goodness, like it is at the heart of everything that I'm talking about in these episodes. Tuning into my soul, like connecting to the living pattern of my soul inside my own body. My body is a part of my soul. Knowing myself from within my own soul. Like there are no frameworks in there. There is nothing rigid or fixed. Because when I tune into my soul, and I do so in this very moment talking to you, what I'm seeing and feeling and sensing and living is a fluid, ever shifting and evolving core essence made up of energy. Whereas when I open the window within a highly complex framework and I try and understand myself, it's rigid. It's like, it's not alive. It's not alive. So just that mere practice of putting down those systems lovingly, respectfully, just for the time being, and learning how to go inside my own body and to navigate the many different planes within my physical body to connect to my living soul and to get to know who I really am on a soul level, like to read my soul, to play with my soul, to feel my soul, to notice what is emerging at every moment from my soul, gives me a completely different quality of understanding of myself. One of the most interesting facets of that has been that when you're attuned to your soul, you're in present time. And so it means that, like, I'm always looking at what patterns are in there right now. And whilst those patterns might contain layers that originate from different times, like from the past or from the future or from parallel, you know, universes, I mean, who knows? I'm always working in present time in what I'm experiencing at any given moment. And so when I'm in my body, when I'm connected to my soul, when I'm grounded and anchored, it's only then that I can access the full capacities of my soul, when I'm in my body in present time. And do you remember I mentioned in a previous episode where, like, I have a new resilience in terms of being able to stand in the middle of like a highly charged debate at a dinner party about politics or about culture wars, and how I just don't get emotionally charged as much anymore. And one of the reasons for that is because instead of kind of fighting or like discussing or engaging with the discussion through these like rigid frameworks that are outside of myself, where I'm like intellectually kind of scouring all of those index cards I have mentally and like accessing the reams of like constructed information I have there to make my point and to establish like how I feel about something or what my values are. Instead, when I'm actually inside the world of my soul and kind of I realize how fluid and how ever-changing and evolving it is because it's alive. And so when you're actually inhabiting your living core essence, your understanding of yourself is far more multifaceted, far deeper, far more refined, fluid, sacred, powerful, sovereign. I have my eyes closed when I'm saying this and I'm kind of speaking from that place now. And it's just impossible to kind of establish frameworks from there. And what you can do, which I'm going to be talking about in the next episode, is you can translate that living core essence of your soul into values and into a vision for your life. Absolutely you can. But really at the heart of it is knowing who you really are on a soul level. Knowing who you are. And you can only know who you are from the inside out. So I'm going to leave it there. And I can't wait in the next episode to talk more about how to translate that knowing who you are into a value-fueled, vision-led life.